hate, animosity, ill will. Hate is the antithesis of love. Hate takes many forms, though we don't often recognize it unless it manifests violently. If you do not love your neighbor as yourself, you likely have the ability to hate them. Not considering the other person's position implies that you have, in some sense, written them off. When this happens, the next step in degraded relations is animosity. Our country was founded on freedom, and the First Amendment guarantees freedom of speech. Be careful who you consider hateful. Be careful that you are not deceived by a cloak of love or soft speech. The enemy transforms himself into an angel of light. Why? To deceive, 2 Corinthians 11:14. If a person is not in relationship with Christ Jesus, it is likely that their motivation is hate. Again, they might not appear violent. They may even seem right. They may even seem sincere. Try the spirits to see if they are of God, 1 John 4:1. If their words, position, ideology, and actions do not mesh with the Word of God, you should see them as a messenger of Satan. Question: did God really hate Esau? The short answer is no. But the Bible says so, doesn't it? Romans 9:13, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. We must distinguish between motivation, actions, and conclusions if we are to have any hope of understanding the Old Testament. The motivation is often unclear in the Old Testament. The actions are abundantly clear. The conclusion is often skewed by not understanding the motivation. In Esau's case, for example, God loved Esau as he does all humanity. However, Esau was not interested in God or his plans. Esau loved God's creation. The evidence is abundant. He sold his birthright, promise of God's blessings, to Jacob for a single meal. He was a man of the earth, the field. He was content to just enjoy the physical life. Because his heart was not toward God, he suffered great loss. His birthright, the primary blessing from Isaac, and a lack of respect by people who saw him as less than his brother. So man, by his great powers of logic and misunderstanding of God's sovereignty, concluded that God must hate Esau and love Jacob. After all, Jacob was greatly blessed. We see the same conclusion being made today when a person's actions produce negative consequences, but they refuse to take the blame. Rather, they blame God for hating them. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." That verse is the truth. Any idea that God is a respecter of persons is a lie from Satan.